Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And before we go into the Word of God, I'm going to share a message I've just simply entitled, Experiencing Jesus. And you know, beloved, there's nothing more that we can do, nothing more worthwhile with our time, with our focus, with our priorities, than to experience Jesus in the common day-to-day events and responsibilities and obligations and situations that occur in our daily life. Jesus said we were no longer servants, but we were friends. And so He invites us to walk with Him, to partner with Him, to seek His face, His wisdom, His guidance, His direction, in even the simplest moments of our lives, the simplest things that we have to deal with. And if you do, I challenge you to do it, as I've experienced, you know, just doing the normal mundane things we have to do in living, that He can not only add joy, but He can add adventure, He can add newness, He can show you a better way of doing things, taking less time, being more efficient, and perhaps having a more enjoyable time as you do it. And so let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank You that You are such a good God. Lord, there's so much sorrow and pain and evil surrounding us in this present world. And Lord, as we understand the Word, it's not a surprise. Paul said that in the end times, perilous times will come. And so, Father, while we are in this world, we are not of it. You are our God. We believe in You. We trust in You. And Father, we thank You that Your divine plan of the ages is going to be perfectly worked out and fulfilled. And Lord, that we don't have to be anxious or stressed about anything. But Lord, You said You had given us Your peace. So Father, right now, those that in the pressures and immediate demands of day-to-day living and the burdens that they may be carrying right now, Father, we cast every care upon You because You care for us. And Lord, we're thanking You that You're going to make a way, even in those situations that seem impossible, even where it seems to be no way, even when we have sought heaven and we have prayed and prayed and it seems like there's no answer forthcoming. We know You've heard. And even as that godly prophet of Yours, Daniel, prayed, he sought the face of the Lord. He was praying according to the will of God. He was in prayer and fasting for 21 days. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Your prayer was heard the moment you cried, but there was spiritual warfare in the heavenlies." So, Father, we thank You that You're going to release Your angelic hosts to release the answers to prayer, this warfare that may be occurring in the heavenlies, Father. We thank You. We add our prayers, we add our praise that You are captain of the hosts and You are victorious. You've accomplished all that needs to be done. And we thank You, Lord, that we will praise You, we will trust You with the burdens of our heart, with the concerns not only of our own personal needs, but those of our loved ones. We thank You that You are God and that You can do anything but fail. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, beloved. We're talking about experiencing Jesus, and I'd like to begin by reading a few verses of Scripture found in the book of Hebrews. I'm going to be reading from the 9th chapter, verses 24 through 28. "For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Remember when Jesus left his disciples, he ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, and he left his disciples and he said, I'm going. It's important that I come or that I leave so that the Holy Spirit can come. And he has a present ministry. He's seated at the right hand of his Father, and he's there as our intercessor. He is praying for us. He's very aware of what's going on in our lives. And just as he prayed, for example, Peter, he said, I prayed for your faith, that you fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen the brethren. He's doing the same for us. He's not changed. And let me read now verse 25. He's appeared, he's there in the presence of God, not yet that he should offer himself often, because, you know, that's what the priests had to do under the old covenant since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He did that once and for all on Calvary. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him, we've got to be looking for him. That's what the scriptures say. Shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation? Praise God. And as we read this, we consider what the scriptures are saying. There's actually three appearings which are connected with the three aspects of the complete salvation and redemption that was wrought through the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we find in these verses that I just shared with you in Hebrews that he hath appeared to put away sin. That's the past tense. When he came over 2,000 years ago, our redemption was complete when Jesus Christ paid the penalty of sin for the whole human race. For those who were early in the very centuries, the descendants of Adam and Eve, for Adam and Eve themselves, for all the patriarchs, the godly people that were waiting for him in paradise, even remember at that last moment of his life, remember the good thief? He asked, he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what did Jesus say? He said, this day you will be with me in paradise. So he went down and he took the keys of death and hell from the devil, and he led his people, his captive people who were in paradise. They were not suffering, but he brought them into the presence of God. And so our redemption was complete when Jesus suffered and died for all of us. This covers the past, and that denotes his past appearing. We also find that the Lord Jesus now appears. This is present tense. That's why I read Hebrews. He now appears in the presence of God for us. He's not just sitting there watching on. He's actively interceding. What a wonderful thing. Just as he cared and never stopped his tireless ministry when he was ministering those 3 years of public ministry that are recorded in the Gospels, we know that he is now in his present appearing, if you will, in behalf of the people of God. And so what's that third appearing, that future appearing mentioned in these verses of scripture that I shared in Hebrews? It covers his future appearing. He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Oh, I have to stop. You know, I just thought of a joke I heard, I don't know how many years ago, but I remember there was a Jewish rabbi, and Jesus had come back the second time, and he went up to meet him, and he said, excuse me, Messiah, is this your first time here or your second? Oh, dear. And so he is going to return, but note that it says unto them that look for him. And so, therefore, there's a threefold deliverance provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. We know he is our Savior. All those who will willfully acknowledge him as Christ, turn away from their sins, and invite him into their hearts and into their lives. He never forces himself on anyone. He is waiting for our will, our invitation to to come and share our lives. I remember I was sharing with an unsaved friend. I said, you know, if I invite you to my house and you choose not to come, and I continue to do that, I offer you invitation after invitation, but obviously I'm not going to force you to come. Well, a time will come when that I cease to extend that invitation because you have made known your will that you don't want to come to my house and have dinner. And so it's the same with the Lord. He's got the wonderful marriage supper of the Lamb that is being planned in heaven. I believe there is going to, whenever the time is, they're going to be well prepared and everything is going to be in order. And he's working, you know, he's giving directions for the mansions to be built. He's gone to prepare a place for us, whatever that means in detail. We won't know fully until we're there. But what a wonderful anticipation and expectation and joy that we can have in our souls, in our spirits, to know that Jesus is with us. He's right with us now by the Holy Spirit. Physically, he's not present. He has a physical glorified body. Remember when he appeared to his disciples, came through the door, we're going to have a body like that. We could do things like that. And he said, see, touch me. He said, I'm not a spirit. I'm flesh and bone. Praise God. He didn't mention blood. He said, I'm flesh and bone. So he touched me, handled me. And so we know that second appearing, certainly when he was resurrected from the dead and seen at one point, 500 people saw him. And then he ascended to heaven where he is now living to make intercession for us. Well, I'm just getting into the message and my time is almost gone. I thank you for joining me, and we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. I pray for you every day. Yeah, I've never met most of you. However, you're part of my radio family, and I do pray. I invite you to write. If you have specific prayer needs, the purpose of this ministry is to avail you of the power that is in agreeing prayer. Can you pray by yourself? Of course. I pray for my own needs, but when I have a really special need and I need help, I ask someone to agree with me. And so I ask your agreeing prayers for this ministry. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time. If not, do it website, and you can click on the broadcast where you can listen anytime at your convenience. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,